Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Oh, nothing gets me more excited than main story time. And all right, you know that when we do this, let's go ahead and piss some people off today. Because that's what we do. We need to talk about human and organizational performance, or HOP for short, according to some. Not the LinkedIn-friendly, hashtag-loaded version. I mean the real deal. Like the real deal Holyfield type of thing. And the thing that was supposed to change how we see safety, performance, and even leadership. Well, that's the problem. I don't know. When I keep seeing it, maybe you've seen it too. It's that that a lot of folks have adopted the language of HOP without ever adapting the thinking of HOP. You know what I'm talking about here. I mean, let's not lie. People are familiar with this. So let's start off with the misconception factory first, because I think that's going to be important. Let's start with the most common myth. HOP is just stop blaming the worker. You've heard it. Sounds nice, right? I mean, I think it does. Put it on a poster, slap it on the lunchroom, and poof, you're a HOP organization. But in reality, if you're the version of HOP that stops don't blame, you don't have to actually change anything. You just muted the blame, turned down the volume, but the same system still plays. In other words, you look at the static, but put the filter on it. But the signal, the real understanding, there's still not enough coming through. Seriously, think about this real quick. And then, you know, the next thing, the language trap, because that's the one that I enjoy the most. Here's where it gets really tricky. Organizations are getting too good about talking about HOP. They throw out phrases like error is normal, learning organization, let's build some capacity. But they still are running the same operational playbook from the 1980s. Same top-down decision-making, and same check-the-box safety program. Same obsession with counting things instead of understanding them. And it's like, learning all the words of a foreign language but never leaving your hometown, and then you sound different, but nothing about your world actually changes. I know. Some people are not going to be happy. And then the wallpaper problem. You know what I'm talking about? Let's borrow the metaphor from my book, Safety in My Opinion. Imagine your organization as a house. HOP is supposed to be the remodel, maybe even a rebuild. But instead of fixing the foundation, most places just slap new wallpaper over the cracks. They call it innovation because the wallpaper says, error is normal, in big, bold letters. And guess what? The cracks are still there. The house is still shifting, and the people inside it are still working around the problems instead of solving them. You know, does that sound familiar? What about the distortion effect? One of the big ideas that we talk about in Signal is that distortion isn't just noise, it's organized noise. It's the stuff that we choose to focus on because it's familiar, comfortable, and easy to measure. HOP, when it gets distorted, becomes exactly that. We measure participation in learning teams instead of whether those teams changed anything. We count on how many leaders took HOP training instead of how many leaders actually lead differently. We think we were hearing the signal, but really, it's just noise dressed up in nicer clothes. You know what I'm talking about. I know. Just some weirdness here this morning in regards to talking about this. And why does this happen? Well, why does it happen? Maybe that is the real question. This is the two big reasons that I've kind of acknowledged over the last little bit. Fear of real change and redesigning how an organization thinks and operates is uncomfortable. It challenges powers and structures, and speed addiction. Leaders want quick wins. They want that 90-day transformation, but Hop isn't the isn't that spin. It isn't that culture shift like that. So they pick the easy parts, change the vocabulary, make a nice PowerPoint. And let's hope that no one notices that the actual system hasn't changed. I'm telling you, I get to deal with organizations and see this shit all the time. There is no doubt. So let's talk about that signal, that quick signal check. So how would you know if you're getting the real signal and not just noise? Ask these questions. This might be the easiest way to go about this. Are your conversations about work really happens, or are they just about how work is supposed to happen? When something goes wrong, do you fix the system or just remind people of the rule? Are you more interested in capacity or control? If the honors answers make you uncomfortable, good, because that's the point. That's the point of the whole thing, as we are talking, no doubt there. Also, let's talk about this, bringing it back to the worker. The irony is that Hop works the way that it should. The workers does benefit, but not because we stop blaming them. They benefit because the system around them is actually learning, adapting, and supporting the real way that work is done. The signal becomes clear. We see patterns, the pinch points, and then the hidden workarounds, and they build capacity before they hit failure. So, and some other things. So what are the takeaways here from this main story? If you're doing Hop without redesigning your system, you're not really doing Hop. You're doing Hop Lite, and that's L-I-T-E. You know, the sugar-free version, the zero-calorie version. It might make you feel better in short term, but you're just not really nourishing anything. What you need to do is find the signal, strip away the distortion, stop wallpapering over the cracks and rebuilding the house. Because if you can't hear the real transmission, you're just another station playing the same old static. Think about that real quick. It's going to take you places that you probably didn't expect, and hopefully you're not too pissed about it.
Oops. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC, a registered broker dealer.